With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin's wolf population appears to be remaining steady over the last couple of years. That suggests the state has reached its caring capacity for wolves. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The estimated number of wolves in Wisconsin has been around 1,200 for the last 3 years. This is according to revised estimates that take into account winter track surveys, live trapping, and GPS collar monitoring. DNR staff told the Wolf Advisory Committee last week that there's high certainty that the current population is between 1,087 and 1,379 wolves, with an estimated 336 packs. DNR large carnivore expert Randy Johnson says the number suggests the state has reached its capacity for the number of wolves it can support.
It's basically a combination of running out of space and some of these internal mechanisms of increased mortality, lower pup survival, things like that help it. And we have to recognize, too, a point which Lori brought up, there is a social caring capacity as well. We're talking just about the biology, but we have a social caring capacity, which undoubtedly is influencing this population as well.
The DNR estimates the wolf population dropped below 1,000 in 2022 following the February 2021 hunt that was forced after wolves were briefly federally delisted. But the population quickly recovered the following year. Johnson says the wolves that were harvested during that hunt were largely spread out across a lot of packs.
We think most of those packs stayed in place, did their thing, and that's why they can recover so quickly in that next year. The structure of the population is still there. That pattern we've seen with the three previous wolf seasons as well. Applying harvest, and when that harvest stops, the population is able to rebound quickly. That's an observation.
Part of the Wolf Advisory Committee's job is to develop harvest quotas when there is a hunt. There is currently no wolf hunt, as wolves are a federally protected species. There are ongoing efforts to delist them. Wisconsin is required by law to hold a wolf hunt when they are delisted. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The 6-year-old Portage County girl missing since Thursday has been found safe. The Amber Alert for Ruby Lehman was canceled shortly before 6 p.m. Saturday. Authorities say Jordan Coyle, her uncle, is now in custody in relation to her disappearance. Portage County Sheriff Mike Lucas said charges are now pending. Lucas said a grid search started at 10 a.m. Saturday throughout southern Portage County with the help of the FBI, state law enforcement officials, and officers from a number of area law enforcement agencies. The assistant chief of the Plover Police Department noticed some grass that was laid over going into the school forest in the town of Almond, which helped narrow the scope of the search. They were able to locate Coyle's vehicle and then found Coyle. Officers then found Lehman around 4:47 p.m., and Lucas said she was in good spirits and good shape. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The measles outbreak in Oconto County now stands at 36 cases. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services updated the numbers on Friday. All of the cases are confirmed as measles. Two of those who have gotten sick needed to be hospitalized. The ongoing investigation indicates that measles is spreading locally in Oconto County. Most Wisconsinites are vaccinated against measles as children, which provides lifetime immunity. People who have never been vaccinated and are exposed to a person with measles can spread the virus to others in the community, leading to outbreaks. Farmers face numerous stressors, from economic troubles to unpredictable weather, and they have one of the highest rates of suicide of any occupation. Behavioral health care providers are now being taught a new method to identify depression, anxiety, and other issues among farmers. Eric Galatis has more.
LandLogic co-developer Kayla Anderson, who grew up on a farm, says farmers don't typically talk about their emotions, but asking them to draw a map of their land and explain what happens where helps start a conversation that can reveal underlying emotional struggles.
Because we believe that licensed behavioral health providers that may be wanting to serve this population just need that one little piece to connect, and then their knowledge and expertise and their work with the farmer can take off from there.
Anderson notes farmers are problem solvers by necessity. necessity. The therapists Land Logic trains learn how to identify mental health issues through associations with everyday agricultural tools, like a pair of favorite work gloves. They then help farmers learn to overcome challenges on their own as they spend time out on their land. Therapists are also taught how to identify 10 common negative thinking patterns that Anderson calls barbed wire thinking, including toxic grit when farmers continue to toil away even when it's causing them harm.
The get her done, pull yourselves up by the bootstraps, there's no time for emotions. That piece is part of what has kept farmers farming and is a very good skill set until the moment it's not.
Farmers are good at their jobs because they're deeply attached to their land and are at risk when that role is threatened. Anderson says the moment they see how this agricultural imperative impacts their behavior is a launching point. Once they can name it, they can own it and work it out.
Naming it and claiming it is one of the most important parts of Land Logic for the farmer because it brings so much light and you can see it. You can see it visibly when they have that moment of clarity, and that's really powerful and awesome to watch.
This story was produced with original reporting from Dean Coopers for the Food and Environmental Reporting Network. I'm Eric Galatis.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.